I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So I'm going to do my best to make this not sound like I'm being an arrogant fucker, but just due to the nature of the topic, I think it will definitely seem that way. But it is what it is, man. Whatever. So I've been seeing a lot of people on social media just post about how things are expensive and how jobs don't pay that much and whatever. And I get it, because you know, there's a lot of truth to it. Homes are ridiculously expensive. A lot of jobs haven't adjusted their wages to match the inflation pretty much of the whole world, right? So prices and costs and everything are skewed relative to the income in the house. And I get that. And a lot of it is bullshit, but that's not what this is about. What this is about is the fact that rather than being able to relate or identify with this problem and join the pity party and say, oh, this sucks, what are we supposed to do? This is so unfair. Rather than doing that, because of the choices that I've made, I'm able to sit back and be like, I don't have these stressors in my life currently. I don't have these problems with finances currently. Even if I had to spend $4,000 a month in rent, I don't have the same worries because I'm making choices that get rid of those worries for me by choosing to work more and longer and more often and to pursue something greater than myself. As a result, I'm making more money. Not because I need the money, but because not because I need the money for X, Y, or Z, but because I'm trying to fund a business. I'm trying to bootstrap the thing. And so that's how I'm going to get the money. And so because I'm willing to work harder than everybody else, I'm given that, I guess, option or whatever to, I'm just given the opportunity to, nope, that's not what I meant to say. Because I'm willing to work harder and more than everybody else, I don't have the same worries as other people. And that's a good feeling, because it's like, okay, my decisions are paying off already, because if I didn't have the two extra jobs, I would be making this much money, and making only this much money might yield a lot of stress because I can't afford X, Y, or Z. And not having that stress, how much... Just put a dollar amount on that. How much would you pay per month to not be stressed out? It's an interesting way to look at it, right? How much would you pay to just not be stressed ever? How much would you pay for that? Think about that, and then think about... It's interesting, man. It's an interesting thought to pick up another job to work weekends. So it's an extra 8 shifts per month. If let's just say you make $200 a day. You know, it's extra $1,600 a month. Would you pay $1,600 a month to not be stressed? Also, you mean that you're not even paying anything. You're just getting it. So, like, you say you would pay it, but you're actually getting it. I don't know if this makes any sense, and I really don't care. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. Like the intro and outro says, this is not supposed to be professional, organized, or be the almighty. It's just me thinking out loud and documenting everything. So, it's also March 28th, 2024. I'm sitting at my desk recording, so... Oh, we've got the timestamps in there, but just an interesting perspective. If you are willing to do what others won't, then later you can do what others can't. And that's a really cheesy quote. It's a motivational quote. I see it all the time, but there's a lot of truth to it. And like all things, there's a lot of truth to them, but just due to the nature of the repetitiveness and whatever else, they lose their meaning because they become a cliche and they become overused. So much so that they lose their meaning. So I think there's another word for that. I can't remember what it is, but... I just take a lot of pride in that, dude, and I say that a lot, but it's cool to see what the world deems a problem, and I'm not saying it's not, but it's cool to see what the world deems a problem, and then to just not be able to identify with that, not because of this, that, or the other, but because of it's a direct reflection of your work ethic. That's cool, and a lot of people can take what I just said and run with it and make it into a big something that it's not. And I'm sure somebody will at some point, but it is what it is, man. I'm working hard as shit, and as a result, I have extra money, and I don't have financial stressors. Even if I had to spend $4,000 a month in rent. Now, would that suck? Yes, it would. But I don't have to spend that. So just use that as an example. Just to say that if anybody's listening to this one before it's been 20 years, just work a little bit harder, a little bit longer, and you might get a little bit more money and you might have a little less stress. And so I think that's worth it in and of itself. If you could pay $1,000 a month to not be stressed ever, would you pay that? Why or why not? What's that dollar amount for you? You know? So that's just something I came up with on the spot. I don't know. So whatever, it's just the thought. And I don't really have much more to say. I guess some quick updates since I'm documenting the shit here. So yesterday I talked about how the supplement company is moving along. I'm just in the sampling process. And then I had all the self-doubts about, is it going to work? Is it, I don't know if it's, you know. And then I was just thinking of all the positives, you know. And one of the things I came up with really quick, and I'm going to end the show because I'm tired of shit, not going to lie. So where is it? So if I'm starting a supplement company and I'm only buying one product and it's the minimum order, I'm just going to be very unknown, very, you know, just me, you know, and nobody's going to know, and people are going to find out about the company, but they're going to click on the website or something, and it's only going to be one product because that's all I'm going to be able to afford for probably the first year, right? And so I had a lot of self-doubts with that thought alone. But then I thought, damn, what if I just embrace the fact that I'm solo with a dream? I'm just a solo entrepreneur and I'm trying to make something happen. What if I just embrace that fact and even use that in marketing or even in the social media post or whatever? You know, what if I just embrace the fact that I only sell one product, or embrace the fact that it is a humble beginning and I am starting with zero, and kind of made it about that? Or what if I just showed how honest the intent was and how much effort I'm putting in as a solo guy? Just embrace the fact that I am got shit and that I'm solo with a vision. Just embrace it. And I guess showing integrity and keeping it 100% transparent, just to show the journey with that, you know. And that gave me a little bit of a boost, because I have been feeling discouraged with the whole thing, because it's like, damn, I got one product only, and I only have, I don't know, 500 products. It's going to take me a year to sell them. I don't even know if that's true or not, but, and it's discouraging. It's really, the self-doubts will get you for sure. And I don't know, man, like I said before, the worst case scenario is I learn a lot of lessons. I gain a lot of experience and I don't sell a product. Best case scenario is unimaginable. I sell them all in a month. And then I use all that money, make another order. And you know, it's just crazy to think about. And like I've said before, I'm doing this just because I want to learn the game and I want to get in the game. And the only way to get better at the game is to play the game. And so if that costs money to play, that's a game that I think I want to play. Because if the cost of entry is so high, the people that are playing are the only people that are playing are people who take it serious, who have aspirations to make it big, in my opinion. I mean, if you save up 5 months to drop 10 grand, you probably have some sort of strong interest to play the game. So so as far as that goes, I haven't messaged the company yet. I'm still on the sample, and the more I taste it, the more I drink it and switch between others to come back and forth, the more I actually do not like it. It's good and I would drink it, but it's not something that when I come back to, I'm excited. It's more like, oh yeah, it's this one. No, we'll down it. And I don't want that. I want it to taste insane. And it's also an interesting or a challenging dynamic there, because I'm not a taste guy. I don't give a fuck how it tastes, as long as it gives me the benefits and the extra reps and the endurance and the strength, whatever, I'm all for it. Same with protein powder. If it tastes like ass, it does suck, but protein is protein, and if it tastes like ass, it doesn't change the fact that it's protein and that it's good for me in repairing muscle. So I just down it and it's fine. So for me, I don't care about the taste as much as I do the ingredients. But most people are the opposite. They don't care about really much else unless it tastes good. And if it doesn't taste good, it's not even a consideration, which is fair. And I get that, but it's kind of the perspective that I'm approaching this with. So yeah, anyway, moral of the show, work your ass off, work harder than everybody else, and you'll be able to have opportunities that nobody else gets. That's it. Talk to you later. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.